This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Megan Tackett, here with your top stories this Wednesday. Pickens County commissioners weighed in on Colorado's data center debate yesterday. The board decided to oppose a state bill that would create both tax incentives and environmental requirements for new data centers.
The new bill is designed to incentivize the construction of data centers. Those facilities power AI and cloud-based services, but they use a lot of energy and water. So, the bill would also require that new projects try to conserve water and use cleaner sources for their backup power systems. Commissioner Francie Jacober wasn't sure how to feel about those conflicting interests.
Wondering whether we should support this because we want strict guardrails in terms of water and electricity, but of course, we don't really want to incentivize data centers, period.
A group of environmental and consumer advocates say the guardrails don't go nearly far enough, calling the bill a data center handout in a press release. Environmental concerns aside, data centers have also been found to increase electricity bills as much as 25% in states like Virginia. The commissioners agreed to oppose the legislation. They suggested splitting it into two different bills, one about protections and one about incentives. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Michael Finelli.
Pickens County commissioners also decided to oppose a bill to declassify wind power as clean energy. They will lend their support to another bill, extending a statewide microgrid program. Residents of Snowmass Village who still have their holiday lights up could find themselves in court. A new ordinance says those festive lights can only be displayed at homes between November 5th and January 31st. Businesses, however, can keep their lights twinkling through the end of March. The town says this is to reduce light pollution and to prevent attracting wild animals. Violators could be summoned to municipal court, and Aspen also has similar rules. Six Colorado lawmakers have condemned reports of, quote, death cards found in Eagle County vehicles this year, and they're calling for an independent investigation. Ace of Spades playing cards were left in at least two abandoned vehicles after U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detained the drivers in January. That's according to Latino advocacy nonprofit Voces Unidas. The cards had the address and phone number of an ICE detention center in Aurora printed on them. The Ace of Spades was used by members of the U.S. military in the Vietnam War to intimidate enemy soldiers, and the scare tactic has alarmed several Colorado legislators. U.S. Senators John Hickenlooper, Michael Bennett, and U.S. Representatives Diana DeGette, Joe Neguse, and Jason Crow called on the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to open an investigation into the incident in a joint statement on Tuesday. They requested a response by February 13th. In arts and culture news, the Aspen Institute's 29th Winter Word Series kicked off last week with New Yorker staff writer Susan Orlean. The event brings in authors every new year to discuss different timely topics. Aspen Public Radio's Reagan Mertz reports that Orlean discussed the current state of magazine journalism.
Orlean started out in the magazine industry surrounded by titans like Anna Wintour, Tina Brown, and Tom Wolfe 2 decades ago. The internet was just getting started, which shook up the magazine publishing world. Publications like Newsweek and Teen Vogue became completely digital. Hundreds of full-time writers were laid off, and advertisements plummeted. They published fewer diverse and expansive stories as a result.
Whenever I would fly anywhere, I would go into the Hudson's in the airport and buy like 5 magazines. And I always felt like it was so much fun. And I don't do that anymore.
But Orlean thinks the magazine business is becoming more stable, and there's great writing happening in magazines like The New Yorker and The Atlantic. The next Winter Words Talk is tonight at 6 at the Institute's Pepke Auditorium with author Lily King. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Reagan Mertz.
In statewide news, Colorado Democrats are proposing new rules around federal immigration operations in the state and how law enforcement cooperates with them. For the Colorado Capitol News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods reports they unveiled a set of bills Monday at the state capitol.
One would ban state and local officers from wearing masks and would require them to display identification. It would also block former immigration agents from becoming certified as Colorado law enforcement. Representative Yara Zokai is sponsoring the measure.
We find it important to emphasize our law enforcement's responsibility and jurisdiction to uphold our laws.
Another bill would require that immigration detention centers pay for regular state health inspections. It would also require that subpoenas from immigration authorities be made public. A third bill would allow people to sue federal immigration officers in state court over alleged constitutional rights violations.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Colorado's Budget Committee has approved more money to help the Secretary of State's office deal with federal election actions. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Benta Berkland has more.
The money will pay for one extra person to provide legal and policy support. The Department of Justice is suing Colorado to get access to sensitive voter data. This comes as the state says workload is high and public records requests have gone up 20% from the previous year. The Secretary of State's office says the additional staffer will also help with potential litigation and prepare for any other curveballs.
That was Benta Berkland for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Colorado will receive $52 million in federal funds to help people pay their utility bills. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports, the funds come as energy costs are on the rise.
The average household is expected to spend more than three times the rate of inflation on utility bills this year. The increased costs are due to rising electricity and natural gas prices and higher demand from recent cold temperatures. That's according to the National Energy Assistance Directors Association, a nonprofit that represents state chapters of the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Mark Wolf is the executive director of the association. He says the funds are critical for families struggling to pay monthly bills.
So for a low-income family, they spend about 10% of their family income on electricity and natural gas, as compared to a high-income family only spends around 2.5 to 3%. So when prices go up, it's much harder for a low-income family to afford that bill.
The majority of assistance funds are typically used for heating. About 20% are used for cooling in warmer states during summer months. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
You can find out more at energyhelp.us. And in regional news, the Trump administration has delayed finalizing new regulations for grizzly bears in the lower 48 states. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Mertzbach explains how we got here.
In the final days of the Biden administration, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service released proposed regulations to keep grizzlies listed under the Endangered Species Act. The new Trump team was supposed to release a final version of that plan last month, but the agency asked an Idaho judge for an extension. It cited staffing hurdles and hundreds of thousands of public comments. But Andrea Zaccardi fears
this extension likely signals proposed delisting rule in the future.
Zaccardi's with the Center for Biological Diversity, which has sued the feds to keep grizzlies federally protected, saying they only occupy a slice of their historic range. She points to comments from the Fish and Wildlife Service director, who has said grizzlies are recovered and ready to be managed by states. The agency now has till December 18th to finalize the plan. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team. News Director Hallie Zander, reporters Reagan Mertz, Sarah Torrey, Michael Finelli, and me, your host, Megan Tackett. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett, Josie Taris, and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.